What was his disgust, however, when on tasting the food, he found the bread to be made of chalk, the chicken of cardboard, and the brilliant fruit of colored alabaster. He wanted to cry. He wanted to give himself up to despair. He wanted to throw away the tray and all that was on it. Instead, either from pain or weakness, he fell to the floor in a dead faint. When he regained his senses, he found himself stretched out on a sofa, and the fairy was seated near him.
"This time also I forgive you," said the fairy to him, "but be careful not to get into mischief again."
Pinocchio promised to study and to behave himself, and he kept his word for the remainder of the year. At the end of it, he passed first in all his examinations, and his report was so good that the fairy said to him happily,
"Tomorrow your wish will come true."
"And what is it?"
"Tomorrow you will cease to be a marionette and will become a real boy."
Pinocchio was beside himself with joy. All his friends and schoolmates must be invited to celebrate the great event. The fairy promised to prepare 200 cups of coffee and milk, and 400 slices of toast buttered on both sides. The day promised to be a very gay and happy one. But, unluckily, in a marionette's life there is always a but, which is apt to spoil everything. End of chapter.